This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, ungrabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And rolling into hour number two, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed. Joining us again from, he's the concealed carry specialist from the concealed carry specializing company Alien Gear Holsters. Joined again by blogger Sam Huber. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
You know, I was trying to look. I had a bunch of stuff happen today, so that's why things have been progressing the way they have, Sam. But still, I look at some of the stuff that you write about. And, let's talk about this, because I've never talked about this. As much as I talk about concealed carry, I've never talked about this. You've actually looked at business suits.
Yes, Pete.
So, with business suit, what is the best kind of business suit to,
carry?
To conceal in, yes, sir. To conceal in, what's the best kind of holster to conceal with a business suit?
Well, generally anything that can stay hidden. If you're going to keep the jacket on all day, you can really you can go with either an outside the waistband or inside the waistband. You know, it's kind of up to you. A high riding OWB holster is going to be really great in a suit because that way you don't have to, you don't have to worry about tucking or going a pant size up or the, and so on. But IWB holster works very well indeed. You know, works just as well as long as you can get the shirt tucked in and the clips aren't too terribly obvious. But both of those work very, very well. You can try a shoulder holster, but not a whole lot of people carry with them because they tend to get uncomfortable over time.
Well, and nowadays suits are not cut for those, are they? I mean, more people are getting their. I mean, you can get your jacket altered, and most people altering them forget that they might be wearing this, this thing.
Right. These days what's really popular is the slim cut, especially the Italian cut. Now, in and of itself, there's nothing inherently wrong. A lot of people look, the Italian cut suit looks very, very sharp on a lot of people. Nothing
right.
wrong with that, but it can make concealment a little bit more problematic because it hugs very close to the body. So it'll print fairly easily. So if you're going to carry regularly and wear a suit or wear a jacket, you really want to opt for a full cut because that gives you a little bit more breathing room,
right?
So to speak, and it won't print nearly as bad.
Now with Alien Gear, can you change the clips out? Do they have like a set of clips that you can change out for wearing with a suit? So you can Very, very, very convertible with that, huh? The inside the waistband is a better way to conceal in a suit.
Well, it depends on what you mean by better. Some people might find it's it is better for deep concealment because you can you can tuck a shirt over it. Granted, and also you can stay concealed at that point because you can actually take off your jacket if you want to. I mean, in a few occasions where I actually wear a suit, I tend to look for any excuse to actually take the jacket off. But yeah, and at that point, you can actually still stay concealed. So an IWV is an excellent option. If you know you're going to have the jacket on pretty much the whole time, a good high-ride OWV holster is going to be great in that instance because then you don't have to worry about tucking and all that. You can just wear it right there. The jacket covers it, and you're perfectly fine. But that being said, we actually, over at Alien Gear, we do have a bunch of different clips available. Besides the standard clips, we also have leather loops. If you can add all these on as an option when when you check out. So you can opt for the standard clips, which are actually pretty amazing. And they went through a redesign not too long ago. So we switched to a glass-filled nylon. Incredibly tough stuff. I mean, these things will last for decades, no problem. We do offer metal clips if you prefer those, although our glass-filled nylon clips are actually stronger and stand up to abuse better than most metal clips out there will. Aside from that, we also have leather loops and as well as C-clips and J-clips. Beauty of J-clips and C-clips is they actually hide a little bit better. With the C-clip, there's actually if you look at them and turn them sideways, it actually looks like a little bit of a backward C. You actually run the belt through it, and the two lips of the clip overlap. So it holds it still holds the belt very, very well. J-clip has a little lip on the bottom of it where the belt actually sits over it. So the only thing you can actually see if you look at the belt line is a little bit of the clip above and the lip of the clip below that the belt actually sits on.
Right.
And the casual observer is not going to notice it. You have to really look to be able to notice these things are there.
So with the I also noticed, and we only got a couple of minutes, so you can give this a real quick once over. You talk about carrying outside the waistband because of a suit jacket. Now I find you can do that if you don't button your jacket, but if you button your jacket, then you probably need to have one that's cut a little bit fuller and not nearly as sharp looking.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that tends to work out better. If you don't button your jacket up too tightly, don't button tightly, then absolutely, yeah, a good high rider, it conceals perfectly if you don't button up.
Right.
So yeah, absolutely.
I haven't tried that in a long time. I prefer, since I lost a little bit of weight, I want to talk to you about cloak tucks, because I have one, but I've never done something with this, but I find carrying inside the waistband works better for me nowadays, and that I can hide that underneath a t-shirt, so hiding it underneath a nice sport coat should be pretty easy, so. Are most people that are doing, well, you know what, we don't have time to, I'll ask you that question when we get back. Alien Gear holsters, you can have it your way. They have an ironclad 100% warranty. You just heard how you can take and have it your way. I mean, depending on how you need to wear this holster, what you're going to wear it with, you can set it up in such a way. And I believe they sell the really good belts, the belts you talk about as well, don't they, Sam?
Yes, indeed. We have Alien. You can get belts at aliengear.com. They're double-layer leather with a steel core for added stiffness.
You can have it your way. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloak Duck 3.0 IWB holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc. An AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed. Indeed it does. And it works with a amazing regularity. Joined again by Sam Huber from AlienGearHolsters.com, talking concealed carry. I have never tucked over a pistol in a cloak tuck type holster. Do you do that?
Generally shirt over.
So you're talking shirt tail out then?
Yeah, for the most part, that's the way it is. But that's not to say that you can't. I have done it. It just, for the most part, I just throw the shirt over. But,
right.
That's just me. A lot of people do carry that way. Yeah, you just tuck right over it. I mean, granted, it takes a little bit of doing, so you may have to spend a little bit of extra time getting it right. But, no, it's very easily done.
So when you're doing it that way and everything, if you're going to do that, right? I've listened to many, Matt Jacquet, John Farnham, Tiger McGee, all these guys tell me that I need to train the way I carry. So then I need to go take a concealed weapon class if I start carrying that way and, start tucking up and training in that concealed carry class with the draw. Because that, how do you draw like that? What is the order of operation, the order of arms?
Well, in that case, the first thing you need to do is you actually need to clear the garment. So there are a few different ways you can do that. You can, if you're able to, you can use your weak hand. But when it comes to a tucked holster, that doesn't really work out as well. So what some people will try to do is they actually dig into the garment with their thumb and bring the shirt up as part of a draw.
Right.
So you hike the shirt up and then hand down to the butt, get a grip, and draw out the holster and ready to rock and roll. So if you're going to practice that, then, you're going to need to practice tucking and practice clearing the garment and then drawing the pistol. But, you know, practice makes perfect. After you start putting in the repetitions, you'll eventually get it.
I don't really have, I don't really have a need to even tuck a shirt in, to be honest with you, in my profession. I don't remember the last time I wore a tie. I'm just a slob. But I do wear a sport coat from time to time. But when I do that, most of the time, that just means I don't pull my shirt over the butt of my pistol, because, like I said, I carry primarily inside the waistband now. So, all things being equal, it's comfortable. Everything's working for me. Alien gear, that's what it's supposed to be, right? So I try to make it. I try not to put too many obstructions between me and the gun.
Right. And really, the reason for a person to carry that way with the shirt tucked over the holster is usually someone who has to adhere to a professional dress code.
Okay.
So if you don't have a reason to do it, and if you don't normally dress that way, then don't.
Right.
Do what's comfortable and works for you. But there are plenty of people out there who do have to maintain a professional dress code and who do carry that way. And that's where that comes into play. But like I said, if you're going to carry that way, then you need to train for the draw and clearing your garment.
Now, it seems to me that if you're going to have to carry that way, that's when you're looking at the LCPs, the LC9s, the shields, the XDSs, just because they're flat, they're rounded enough to where shirt's not going to get hooked up and everything. Is that what you guys find happen?
Yeah. Those class of pistols are a lot more popular for people who carry in that manner, and for exactly the reasons you mentioned. They're rounded. They tend to be really slim, and they're much easier for deep concealment. So, exactly that.
Deep concealment. I guess I've never carried deep concealment. I've always thought of deep concealment as one of those holsters that you see these police officers with, where it's way down. It's in front. It's way down low, and I don't even know how they draw that gun when you say deep concealment, but I guess that is deep concealment if you're covering it up that much. I never have thought of it that way.
deep concealment, it's like so many other phrases pertaining to so many other things. It's kind of an ambiguous phrase in and of itself. It can kind of be taken to mean anything. You know, very well tucked in, barely showing, slim, compact, single-stack gun like the LCP, the LC9, the Shield, or PPK for PPK or Bursa, if somebody wanted to carry one of those, tucked in a waistband holster like that, that can be very deeply concealed. So can a gun in a pocket, or so can an ankle gun. You know, those are all methods of deep concealment. You know, really what it more implies is a pistol and holster that are very well hidden from view. Like, you wouldn't ever possibly notice it being there, even if you kind of knew what to look for. That's really more what deep concealment, you know, connotes in this sense.
Right. When we get back, I want to talk about what you wrote about unsafe carriers, just sort of to set you up. I don't want to hit you flat-footed or anything. That's what we're going to be talking about when we get back. I would also think that as a 1911 carrier to a certain degree, that's a pretty easy, is that a pretty easy shirt tucked weapon to carry?
Can be, if you got the right shirt for it. All you pretty much need is something with you just need a good shirt tail. So buy something in tall sizes and you're good to go. But I mean, it's a big, a full-size 1911 is a big gun. No doubt about that. It's big. It's heavy. But they're rather slim. And if you get low-profile grips, they can be a bit easier to conceal than, the full-size double-stack 9s, like, your Beretta 92s and Glock 17s and so on and so forth. So, if you're going to carry a full-size, gun, then the 1911 is actually one of the easier ones to actually carry concealed.
I have to.
On that basis.
I have to second you on that one, sir. We'll be right back. My guest this hour is Sam Hooper, blogger from AlienGearHolsters.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc. An AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloaktuck 3.0 IWB holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Yourself Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed. And it works really, really well, too. Joined again by concealed carry specialist and blogger at aliengearholsters.com. And in addition to Alien Gear Holsters, I need to tell you that he's also at gunbelts.com. This is where I'm getting some of this stuff from because it's all concealed carry stuff. Sam Huber. Now, Sam, I picked this one because of something that I'm doing right now, and I'd like your opinion on it, but let's talk about three things unsafe carriers do that should never be done.
Right. Yeah. Like carrying without a holster. That's, that leads to more negligent discharges and gun drops than anything else. That is one of the absolute worst. If you're gonna, like sticking it in the waistband, aka Mexican carry,
right?
You know, that's particularly awful. There are so many things that can go wrong. You know, part of the reason why you actually want to spend money on getting a good holster has to do with drawing. So if you ever have to draw and you just stuck a gun in your pants, basically.
Right.
The sights can snag. It can, you know, foul the slide. All kinds of things go wrong with it. That's for one. Two, it's very easy for, it's pretty easy for a gun to drop that way if it's carried that way. It is not very safe.
Now, you know, let me ask you this about that. Have you seen those holsters which are basically just like a lanyard with a Kydex trigger guard?
Yeah.
What do you think of them? I don't see very many of them on the market anymore. They must not do very well, but I had seen those before. What are your thoughts on those? For those Mexican carriers in waiting there.
I just don't know. I don't know if I'd want to trust carrying to something like that. There are some other products that are on the market too. I believe there's one that actually has a plug that goes in the barrel and then a clip.
Right, I know.
And then a clip on the outside.
I don't remember. It's very uncomfortable. That one is very uncomfortable. I've tried those.
Yeah, I don't know if I would necessarily do that. Also, there's another one where you actually attach what appears to be a clip from a knife or a pen onto the slide.
Yes, yeah.
I just don't know if I'd do that. One of the biggest things that can go wrong, and when I say that so many negligent discharges are caused by not carrying with a holster, this is what I'm getting after.
Right, right.
So then just like carrying in a pocket or some women like to put their gun in a purse, one of the things that can go majorly wrong with carrying a gun is while you're carrying it, if anything at all gets inside the trigger guard, that can actuate the trigger and cause a discharge. Now, when it comes to a lot of modern firearms, what's really big these days are all the polymer striker fired pistols.
Right. And
a lot of them, all they have is an integrated trigger safety. Now, granted, they're perfectly safe and just great if handled with a little bit of care. And it really doesn't take a heck of a lot. It doesn't take much to carry those things well. But if anything at all gets inside that trigger guard, there's a chance it might cause an accidental discharge. Because all that needs to happen for them to go off is pulling the trigger. That's it.
So you hear about
these things happening, people are sitting in a movie theater and fidgeting with their little Ruger or whatever pocket pistol, and all of a sudden, bang, goes off. Or someone has a gun in a purse or this, that, or the other thing. That's what's the blame. Is something got inside the trigger guard and actuated the trigger, causing an accidental discharge. So the thing is, if you're going to carry a gun, carry it safely. And that means having to carry in a holster and in a holster that has adequate trigger guard protection.
You don't like carrying off body either, do you?
I wouldn't recommend it, no, for a lot of those reasons. And additionally, off-body carry, another thing about off-body carry is it introduces additional risks because a purse, a briefcase, a messenger bag, they can all be stolen.
Right.
You could set it, it happens all the time. Person sets, lady sets down her purse, guy sets down his briefcase or messenger bag, whatever, while he's at the coffee shop and goes to grab his order, somebody snatches, or however. And, purse snatching is, it's still a thing. It does occur. So, and if that happens, you just armed a criminal. Maybe a petty criminal compared to some of the other scumbags out there, but you still armed a criminal. And that's not necessarily a risk that I think I'm personally willing to take or that really people should be taking. I mean, granted, if a person's bound and determined to carry that way, they're going to carry that way, and there are practical reasons for doing so. I get it. I understand it. That is a risk. You could kind of get around that by carrying a fanny pack. The only thing is you have to deal with the shame of carrying a fanny pack.
Well, I'm going to tell you something about that in the next segment that I fashion. But before we lose this segment here, and I agree with you on this one. You shouldn't fidget with your gun, should you?
No, you shouldn't. that's another thing that causes, that's another thing that can cause, you know, drops or accidental discharges. And here's the thing. If you have a quality holster and a quality gun belt, your gun is going to stay where you put it. There should be no need to fidget with it. If you need to fidget with your gun, you're doing it wrong.
I don't pay that much attention. I don't ever. I do stand a lot with my hands on my waist, and I figured out a way to stand with my, and that's the closest I come, but I'm not taking it out of the holster. I'm not playing with it like I'm, you know, like Sergeant Rock or something. I figured out a way to frame it with my hands when I got my hands on my hips, and that's as close as I come to fidgeting with it. You can find Sam's stuff at a variety of places. He is at gunbelts.com. He is at aliengearholsters.com on their blog page. And you write for Ammo Land now as well? And I mean,
I've only had the one published there so far in Ammo Land. But aside from Alien Gear and gunbelts.com, you can also find me at Daily Caller in the Guns and Gear section and on usacarry.com.
Outstanding. You'll be, put some more stuff out there on Amoland. They'll publish it for you. They like your stuff. I know the people at Amoland there. Sam, we'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed, and the price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food storage enough to eat. Yum!
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP?
We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
It works so good, you just can't believe it. Joining me again from out there in the Pacific Northwest is Sam Huber, contributing editor at gunbelts.com. Is that what you also do at Alien Gear Holsters as well?
Right.
Blogger. I love the stuff. I love the stuff. That's the whole reason I started calling Alien Gear was to get Sam. And now I get Sam. I wanted to ask you about this because you don't like off-body carry, right? I ride a bicycle every day. And what I have done is I've gotten a bike messenger hip bag, which is basically a tool bag. It's waterproof. It's I took and lined the inside of that with Velcro loop. Then I took some hook Velcro and put it on the inside of a hard shell Kydex holster so that I would have a trigger guard that would be covered. And also that it would be anchored when I went, if I had to draw it. Then I stick that to it, and then basically, and then I repurposed a tactical belt. It's a, one of those, it's a Cobra belt buckle. So, I mean, nobody's going to snatch it off of me. The only way somebody could get that off of me would be to, cut me in half, and at which point I'm not going to care. And, what do you think of that? Is that bad?
No, that works.
to me that just sort of seems like a outside the waistband holster that's got it, that's covered, to me.
Right. And believe it or not, there are actually some there are some furtive attempts at creating a similar product. I believe there's one you can get. I think it's from European American Armory called the Abdo or something like that. It's a lot like what you're talking about. It's essentially a How would I put it? It's like a small case that you attach to your belt. It's also a holster. You know, I mean, it doesn't look like a holster, but it certainly will hold a handgun. And I mean, it looks like almost, you know, it just looks like it could contain anything from cell phone, binoculars, whatever. It looks fairly innocuous, but you know, it holds something that isn't.
Trying to look it up right now. So as far as that, well, now see that. Huh. Why? I can't see it clean. Gosh. I'll figure it out.
Yeah, it's not exactly the same thing. What you've described, that's a heck of a lot better, because that's obviously it's anchored to you, and it's got adequate trigger guard coverage and also resistance, which is important for when you need to draw. So that sounds about perfect, to be honest.
Most of the guns I carry are Glocks, and I do know that there are ways you can get things wedged in that trigger guard if you don't cover that trigger guard. And this bag has it's segmented, so it has an outer compartment and the inner compartment. The inner compartment's pretty big, so I stick the gun in there and I stick a spare magazine in there, and it sits in there alone. But on the outer compartment, I have a wrench and I have a couple little pry bars to pop the tire off in case I carry the tube underneath the seat, but you know, I've got stuff in case I need to change a tire. And I'm glad I was able to do it that way, because otherwise I'd be in deep trouble, because I don't want anything in there besides that gun and that magazine. Because otherwise I'm cruising for a NG or an ND or whatever you call it. So I try and do that. You've written an article about this, and I carried this type of... We got about 5 minutes, by the way. I carried this kind of gun more than any other gun, the 1911. And you write how it doesn't get the love it should get. I have to agree with you. But you're getting ready... I mean, you carry one right now, but you're thinking about changing, right?
Right.
So if you actually...
Something a little more compact, power capacity would be nice, too.
Well, I mean, do you carry the full-size 1911? I mean, I thought about going to a Commander.
Uh-huh. Full-size. Yep.
You wouldn't want to go with the Commander?
Not necessarily the Commander. I could see going down to the Officer frame.
Right.
Because that's a lot more compact. The Commander, honestly, if you go down to the Commander... The grip is the same size. The barrel is anywhere from a full inch to only a half an inch shorter.
Right.
And the weight isn't reduced. Capacity isn't increased or reduced at all. It's barely any smaller at all. So, I mean, granted, that little bit can make a difference, but it's not a huge difference. With the Officer frame, it's drastically short. It's the barrel is up to 2 inches shorter. The grip is shorter. I mean, granted, you do lose some capacity, but that frame is a lot more concealable than a full size 1911 is. And you know, it's going to be a lot easier on you, especially carry wise and concealment and so on and so forth. But also, There are some really good officer frame small 1911s out there. Springfield EMP, that's pretty good. Kimber makes some very good ones. So does so do a number of other companies.
Right. The reason I ask that is because I think that a trained individual with a 1911 on that trigger, which I think there is no better trigger on any gun. I mean, the only reason I carry the Glocks I carry is because they have a trigger that feels almost like a 1911 trigger.
Yep.
I mean, somebody knows what they're doing with those. I know this trainer out of, I think, Mississippi named Tiger McGee, and he's still carrying the same 1911 his father gave him in the 70s. That's his carry gun. He's carried the same gun all of these years. And you couldn't pry it off of him. So, I mean, I'm thinking about getting one. I like the 45 caliber. I like the single action. I've carried it many times. It doesn't bother me to carry it cocked and locked. Is that how you carry it?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. It kind of depends. Most of the time, this is just how I do it. So after I get done at the range every few weeks, at that point, if I, once I strip it down, clean it, and then, reload it and then get it ready to carry. Sometimes I'll, actually manually drop, manually lower the hammer and then carry it that way. So if I pull it, I have to, you know, I just cock it. But often enough, yeah, cocked and locked is pretty common. And I know it gives some people a bit of trepidation because they see the hammer cocked, even if the safety is engaged, and they still think it's, you know, they still think you're just a hair away from the gun going off. When in reality, cocked and locked 1911 actually has more barriers between, you know, a discharge than most other pistols do, because there are two individual safeties that are engaged while a 1911 is cocked, locked, and in a holster. But one, the grip safety hasn't been, the grip safety isn't being pressed, and then the manual safety is engaged. That completely locks the trigger in the sear. It can't do anything.
I'm just wanting to go get one now, just talking to you about it. Anyway.
And, you know, truthfully, they're not, you know, they're not too hard to figure out. Some people, you know, are really bothered by that because, you know, oh, Glock's so much simpler. And but they're not that difficult to figure out, really.
Yeah.
A little bit of, you know, a little bit of training doesn't take much. And a little bit of care doesn't take much. And the 1911 is incredibly simple, incredibly easy. And obviously, the pedigree's there, firepower's there. And if you want to upgrade your gun's internals or any components, aftermarket support's incredible.
Yeah, it is. I've run out of time. Sam, thank you for joining me. AlienGearHolsters.com on their blog. That's where you'll find him. Hour number 3 coming up.
The most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet introduces the Cloaktuck 3.0 IWB holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc. An AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.